Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I asked for a move. We got a move. The Phillies have made a move, Hugh Douglas, at the winter meetings. They have signed a relief pitcher. Jordan Romano, free agent, former closer for the Toronto Blue Jays. He was DFA'd by Toronto last month. He is now a part of the Phillies. I'm seeing 1 year, $7-something million for Jordan Romano.
Not that bad.
So here is the story of him, Hugh. For about 4 years, he was one of the best relief pitchers in baseball. In fact, back-to-back years as an all-star. Mm-hmm. I always liked Romano. And, you know, from 2020 through 2023, he was really good. I mean, his ERA was probably in the mid to low twos. Like, he was good. Last year, though, he got banged up. He got hurt. He only pitched in 15 games last year, and his ERA was 6.59. So this feels like
a reclamation project.
Yeah, they're taking a shot on a guy that not that long ago was quite good.
Not again, that bad.
But I don't know. I mean, he's just DFA'd by his team, and he's signing a one-year deal. So I like the way you phrase it. Reclamation project. It would not surprise me if he's healthy, if he bounces back, and he's really good. My question is, and we'll find out as the rest of the offseason goes, Hugh, they lost two relief pitchers to free agency, right? Jeff Hoffman's still out there, and Carlos Estevez, who was their closer at the end of last year. Is this guy, like, is he the replacement for them, or is he just a piece of the bullpen? I don't know.
I would probably say a piece.
I hope so.
I mean, because you're hoping, I would look like this, you're hoping, you're kicking the tires, hoping that you can get something out of him. So I would say a piece. At this point, he's a piece.
Yeah, and he's not old. I mean, he just played his age 31 season. So he's, you would think with health, he's got a lot left in the tank as a relief pitcher in Major League Baseball. But Jordan Romano, the first real Phillies move of the offseason as the winter meetings continue. 1 year, $7-point-something million. Again, back-to-back All-Stars 2022, 2023. I liked him. When they DFA'd him, I kind of wondered if the Phillies would be interested. And let's hope he's healthy because he's here in this bullpen now.
Yeah, take that, New York Mets.
That's right. They guaranteed 765. We guaranteed 7.65.
So you spend money wisely.
That's how you say more bang for your buck.
That's right.
Yep. You get Juan Soto, we counter it.
Jordan Romano.
That's right.
He'll have to get Juan Soto out next year. So we'll watch that one. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. Phillies make a move, and we react here to Jalen Hurts and the way he is playing this season, especially yesterday. In a few minutes after we go to the phones, we got to let you hear how Jalen Hurts' press conference ended yesterday. It was I'll just use a word.
It was different.
It was abrupt. Yeah, different, abrupt. It was odd. Rob in Overbrook. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, Mr. Gilio? Hugh, what's going on?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Kyle, that's my buddy, Kyle. Hey, listen, I was telling Kyle, I told him that Juan Soto wasn't coming here, but, you know, he was adamant. I mean, the conversation we had before I got on the air that day, he was almost like 85%, you know?
And his voice. I never said Juan Soto was coming to the Phillies.
Kyle, wrong again.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, he was adamant. We got a shot. We had no shot. I told him that. No shot. You know what? I would like, Joe, because you're the guy, you're the man that brings up the outtakes. Let's bring back the trout fishing thing again. Let's get that back going.
Well, Rob, if the Phillies keep striking out on big players, we may have to circle back the trout. Bring them in. Reel them in, Rob.
Yeah, that's it. Let's go, baby. The fans will go crazy. But here's the thing. Dick Allen, I used to watch him at Connie Mack Stadium. And here's the thing why he was kept out of the that you guys might not know. It was a Philly connection that kept him out of the Hall of Fame for all those years. You know, Dave Dombrowski and Pat Gillick continually voted against him because they had some sort of Dick Allen had a beef with Bill Beck, the owner of Chicago White Sox, and and so Dombrowski and Gillick, you know, that was scum of them to do that, you know.
Are you talking about the Golden Committee, the people who vote? They used to be on that panel. Is that what you
like
mean?
A bunch of old people when you say Golden. It was a bunch of old people on the committee.
And they continued. Those were the two votes that kept that man out while he was alive. And that's scum, man. You know, Dave Dombrowski, he's scum, man. You know, you don't do that to somebody, man. You know, they should have.
I don't know if he's scum. I mean, it's speculative, but maybe. I mean, Rob, I know he was up for it for a while, and he didn't get in. I mean, whose fault is it? I don't know. I'm just glad he's in, Rob, because I never got a chance to watch him play. But just, you know, just looking at what he did, that's a Hall of Fame resume. He deserved to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you why he didn't get it. There's a Philly connection there. Anyway, as far as the Eagles go, you know what? I'm on the fence with Jalen. I mean, it's a 50-50 shot. Sometimes he's the guy. Sometimes he's not the guy. You know, you don't know. But you know what? In his defense, worst quarterbacks have won Super Bowls. So, you know, is he better than the guy that won it with the Ravens? Or
Trent Dilfer.
Flacco.
Tampa Bay.
He's not better than Flacco.
No, they're saying I thought that's the name he was throwing out there.
No, or the guy that won it with Tampa Bay.
Oh, Brad Johnson.
Brad Johnson.
Yeah, you know, so he's better than those guys. So, of course, they can win the Super Bowl, and I think they can get it done, man. You know,
Rob's in the same boat that I'm in. It's kind of hard to put your finger on what the real problem is with this team.
Really, well, you know what? I think they can win in spite of him, you know, if he doesn't make any mistakes, that helps them out a lot. So as opposed to a quarterback that's a gunslinger or swinging it like Brett Favre or even Aaron Rodgers, you know, if he doesn't make any mistakes and the defense continues to play the way they are, that luxury that Hugh says they are,
Hell, a bit of a stray.
As you should.
Why I got to catch a stray every time?
Because the defense won the game again yesterday.
If that luxury could continue the way they're going, I think we can win the Super Bowl. Now, real quick, the Sixers. You know, has there ever been a worse bum than Joel Embiid? And people on your program or on your radio station continue to defend this guy. He's a stiff, STIFF, a well-paid stiff, but a stiff. He will never win anything. And then – you know, you guys need to call the Sixers general manager out because
Maury, he's a stiff.
That Paul George signing was the worst thing I've ever seen in my. It was worse than the what was the guy that we had right before Paul George that we wanted? Everybody wanted him out of town.
Tobias
Crumble Cookie.
Yeah, this is worse than Tobias Harris, man. This is to give this man this kind of money. Let's go down there and demand some money. Listen, the four of us, let's go down there and demand some of the Sixers money because they're just giving it away, man.
I've been trying to get the PR job, but ain't nobody helped me.
No interview yet for that?
Ain't nobody been helping me to try to get that job. I've been trying.
Well, we know how that would go.
I think we should call the police and report a robbery, man, because the fans are being robbed here, man. This guy is not going to pay he's not going to play 35 games this year. And they won't give the season ticket holders their money back, or they won't even reimburse people for this scam. This is one of the biggest scams I've ever seen, and they talk about scam hinky. But this is the biggest scam I've ever seen in my life in sports, man. That this Joel Embiid, Paul George thing is the biggest scam, and nobody. And I don't hear you guys talking. You guys should be talking more about this.
Well, because it's depressing, Robert. We talk. I mean, yesterday. Rob, we appreciate the call. How about Joel coming back during an Eagles game yesterday? He actually played well, didn't he? He came back, played. Yeah. I mean, he could have dropped 100 yesterday, and no one's paying attention to the Sixers and the Bulls.
It's kind of hard because nobody, to your point, nobody's watching the game.
I have an uncomfortable question.
What you got?
So, I know we did a whole thing earlier that stats don't paint the whole picture, and that's totally true. I'm looking back to the landscape of the NFL in 2002, because we keep mentioning Brad Johnson. Are we sure Jalen Hurts, in the context of this league right now, is better than Brad Johnson was then?
Uh-oh.
I'm not sure. Brad Johnson that year was third in the NFL in passer rating. And I go, we said yes earlier, that's not all of it. He also, in touchdown passes,
had a good defense too.
Was ninth in the NFL.
Do you think, does Jalen Hurts? I think he is. I think that's.
But I said, are you sure? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure about anything. But I think he's sure about nothing. But I think he is. I want to.
He was a Pro Bowler.
Let me say this, Joe. I want to believe. I'm so invested in everything that we talked about it with this road trip and this team and everything. I want to believe. That's why I'm sitting here and y'all looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, you are.
That remains to be seen. I want to believe that Jalen can play better. I want to believe that this is fixable. Within a week's time, because I've been a part of those teams where certain things have happened and you know, you had deficiencies defensively, and you fix them in a week's time. So that's what I want. Yeah, I want to believe that. I want to believe that we can fix it enough so that it can be efficient enough to get us to where we want to be.
Well, we've had 13.
Yeah, I know. And let's say that they're every week hasn't looked that bad. Like I defended Jalen last week for some of those slant throws that you said that Kenny Two Gloves could have made that I know for a fact.
He could have.
Could have made those throws.
He could have.
And I stand firm. I stand firm on that belief.
I have two straight weeks that Kenny Pickett can make any of these throws.
Any of these throws. You got one. I give you 1 week.
Jalen did yesterday, Kenny obviously couldn't do, was the run.
Was a run.
That run up the middle,
was a big run. I give you 1 week. I can't, in good conscience, give you two, but I give you one. Last week, that slant that y'all wanted poo-poo and act like anybody could have threw that slant, that was a phenomenal slant. Kyle, don't say nothing. I see you upset back there.
$250 million for a slant. This is what we're doing now?
It doesn't help that I'm blind. No, I'm not blind. And that Dallas got it throw before he got hurt, that was phenomenal.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
I'm telling you.
It's the story I'm sticking with.
The bar's so low now.
I mean,
I'm sticking with it.
You know what? I did this earlier with a different play. Hugh, I'm going to pull up this Dallas
Goedert. You ain't got to pull up no stats.
You
ain't got to do that.
I want to show you this throw that you're telling me that this is like, I'm supposed to be wowed by this. Every quarterback with a pulse makes this throw. All right,
not every quarterback. Kenny Two Gloves does not make it.
He makes it easily.
I don't need to see it.
You don't want evidence. You don't want the truth.
I don't need to see it.
You said it is a tell the truth Monday, and you are hiding
from the
truth.
I technically said it was a couch Monday. I said we were on the couch. This is a therapy session.
Are we stoned on this couch?
Nah, you know what? Never mind. That's my personal business. But no, we're not today.
Not today. Yesterday, maybe. All right.
Maybe yesterday.
Speaking of Jalen, can we listen to how the press conference ended after the game? So, full disclosure here, I didn't realize what I was hearing. I listened to this morning just to go back to like, what do we want to hear from Jalen on the show today?
Workshop.
And I thought my thing just cut off. Like the player I was using, I was using to play the audio. I thought it just cut off. Like, whatever, it's over. It's going to be over anyway. No big deal. And then we came in and it was like, did you see how it ended? So listen to this and we'll explain what you can't see because I watched it on YouTube. Here is the end of Jalen Hurts' press conference.
Take two more. What's it going to take to get the S&D?
Okay, what you're hearing there is, okay.
He got up and bounced.
Okay, two more, right? That was what whoever the PR person said, right? Maybe it was Bob. Okay, two more, right? That was the signal to the media. You guys got two more questions left. Someone starts to ask a question, and I think the first noise you hear is Jalen bumping
scooting the chair out.
It's the chair, and then I think his shoulder may have bumped the microphone because that was a little awkward noise there. And then he up and left. Hugh,
he wasn't in the mood to answer that question.
Do we just end press conferences when we feel good and ready? We walk out?
I mean, obviously the quarterback does. That's what he does. I mean, he asks me too many of these